USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech proved better than expected at protecting people from COVID-19 in a pivotal study, a milestone in the hunt for shots that can stop the global pandemic. The vaccine proved to be more than 90% effective in the first 94 subjects who were infected by the new coronavirus and developed at least one symptom. As far as what this means, Dr. Nicole Sapphire tells Fox News,
our threshold was just they had to be above 50%, so to be reporting 90%, that shows it's really working.
U.S. Housing Secretary Ben Carson tested positive for the coronavirus. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows also confirmed to have the virus. Democratic candidate for Georgia's Senate seat John Ossoff is challenging incumbent Senator David Perdue to three debates before January's election. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
House Majority Whip James Clyburn of South Carolina says the campaign slogan, Defund the Police, hurt Democratic candidates across the country. He cited the defeat of Congressman Joe Cunningham in South Carolina as one such example. Clyburn also telling NBC News,
I talked to people down in South Florida that told me that that really, really was a problem down there. And I can also tell you about the Senate here in South Carolina. Jimmy Harrison, it started to plateau when Defund the Police showed up with a caption on TV right across his head. That stuff hurt Jimmy. I just hope that going forward, we will think about each one of these congressional districts and let people represent their districts.
A new Harris X poll indicated that 85% of registered voters say their top priority is to make sure every legal vote is counted correctly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Although Democrats managed to hold on to control of the House, albeit by a smaller margin than they previously had, Republicans are touting a win of their own, adding at least 10 women to the upper chamber of Congress. One of those being Iowa Republican State Representative Ashley Hinson. As far as how Hinson was able to connect with voters in Iowa, she tells Fox News,
I'm an everyday Iowan, and that's really what it came down to. I listened to the concerns of the people in my district, and I think it was a very clear message that they said they're tired of the left-leaning rhetoric about Medicare for All, a Green New Deal, and Nancy Pelosi's stalling of much-needed aid for Iowa families.
Congressman-elect Kat McCormick, also the youngest member of the Republican Party to be elected to Congress, she says,
it all comes down to that America First agenda, making it so that Americans can make the best decisions for themselves and their families. I don't believe that a big bureaucratic government is best suited for that, and my constituents don't either. So having that message, really empowering people and making it so that there's equal opportunity out there rather than equal outcome.
And finally, week 9 of the NFL season wraps up tonight with the New York Jets hosting the New England Patriots. Kickoff is set for just after 8:15 Eastern time. You can catch that game on ESPN. For more news, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.